Étienne Chevalier, also present at the audience, is the secretary to the king. He is surely a man who can be trusted, as Agnès Sorel chooses him as the executor of her will. Proud of his origins in the city of Melun, and a lawyer like his father, he soon makes himself indispensable to management of the royal finances, and climbs to the highest rank of treasurer of France, which he holds from 1452 to 1460. And with success come riches. Étienne Chevalier lives a life of luxury, and becomes a patron of the arts. From the famous painter Jean Fouquet, he commissions a book of hours, as well as a painting on wood for the church of Notre-Dame de Melun. He is shown praying before a virgin who, it is said, appears to have features which resemble the beautiful Agnès. The Dauphin, who has become Louis XI, distances himself from his father's former advisors, but Étienne does what it takes to win back his position as treasurer of France in 1462. You see, my dear cousin, a career in the civil service has its benefits. Fortune and longevity.